No?
I'd like to call the Value Adjustment Board organizational meeting to order, July 29th, 2026, 9:30. And I'm going to pass this off to the clerk. Notice of advertisement.
My name is Barbara Turner. I am the Value Adjustment Board clerk. And just want to note that the meeting has been properly noticed, and you do have an affidavit of publication in your agenda packet. And then we move on to introduction of board members, clerks, and designees. So we have, for board members, we have Commissioner Tim Morris, and he is the chair for this year. We also have Commissioner Sabatini. Our other board members are Jennifer Hill, who is our BCC citizen member. We have Mark Dodd from the school board, and not present today is Reva Monroe Hutto, who is our citizen member from the school board. And then for the clerk, Mr. Cooney is not available today, but he is the clerk of the court and comptroller. As I said, I am the lead clerk for the Value Adjustment Board. And we also have Christy Mullane and Kelly LaFollette as backup for clerk.
Perfect. At this time, we'll open it up for any public comment. And this public comment would be for anything that is not on the agenda today. Does anybody, any cards, anybody online?
No.
Okay.
Not on Zoom.
Tab four.
And tab four is to ratify the contract of our private legal counsel for the VAB, Mr. Aaron Thowitzer. He was appointed and his contract approved at our final meeting in May of this year for the 2025 season. But by statute, we do need to ratify his contract again. And so I move to have his contract ratified and accepted.
Okay.
Move to approve. Do you move or do we
move? Y'all move.
Okay.
I need a motion.
I move to approve the contract.
And second.
Discussion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried unanimously. Okay, tab five.
Yeah, good morning. I'm Board Counsel Aaron Thowitzer. I'll take this one. Tab five, tab five is appointment of attorney and appraiser special magistrates because we are a county.
Thank you. Been a little while. Because we're a county over 75,000 population, we have to appoint special magistrates to conduct the hearings rather than having the board conduct them directly. Accordingly, we've received applications, and I've reviewed those applications from several magistrate applicants. We can take these. The board is asked to approve the contracts for each of the special magistrates. And there's three types. Those of you who've been here before may be familiar with it. But the three types of special magistrates, there's attorney magistrates. Those are Florida attorneys. They hear exemptions, classifications, similar legal issues. There's real property magistrates. Those are licensed appraisers. They hear just value petitions. And then there's tangible personal property magistrates who hear tangible property just value petitions, things like business equipment. We can take them all together or separately. If the board pleases, I would suggest taking them all together. There's no reason to separate the votes unless anyone has discussion limited to certain applicants or types. So for the, I'll go through and list the applicants, and I am recommending that the board approve and hire each of them, and their contracts are included in the packet. The attorney magistrate is Todd Hepker. He's been serving the board for a long time, and he's very good. The four real property special magistrates are Camille Basil, Roger L. Cruz, Jr., William S. Hafner, Jr., and John Robinson. And I know I'm familiar with all of these. I believe all of them have served this board.
We are not appointing Hafner.
Oh, Hafner's out. Okay. So strike that. And the three TPP, Tangible Personal Property Magistrates, are Robert Suddy, John Robinson, and Camille Basil. So the motion would be to appoint each of those and ratify the contracts. Additionally, Mr. Hepker, yes, ma'am?
No, Mr. Suddy either.
Oh, Suddy withdrew from the TPP?
No, we didn't need them all. We only need four total, Mr. Hepker, okay, and then three. So Mr. Suddy and Mr. Hafner are not going to be appointed. We'll just keep the three from last year.
Very good. So we'll strike Mr. Suddy. Additionally, Mr. Hepker, the attorney magistrate, has served as the good cause designee, and that's basically handling whether late filed petitions should be accepted by the board. And he's handled those for some time. So if there's the motion would be to appoint the specified applicants except for those that were struck.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll move, but how long is the term?
Just for this cycle, so 1 year.
Okay. I'll move to approve those recommendations. Thank you.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Thank you. The next item is tab 6. This is just a discussion item. It is review of the websites for Florida statutes, Florida Administrative Code, and Sunshine Laws. These are all available online. Nothing's changed on this compared to past years. Tab 7, this is discussion regarding Chapter 12D9.031, consideration and adoptions of recommended decisions of special magistrate by VAB and administrative reviews. And really, this is just a summary for the board of the board's role following the hearing and recommended decision process. And this will sort of bleed into item number 7 and 8 together. So after the hearings, the evidentiary hearings, the special magistrates produce recommended decisions. Those are reviewed by the clerk and myself. After I approve them, they're presented to the board. If the board approves them, they then become final decisions, which is really the final work product of the board. They can be appealed to the circuit court at that point. The board's role is to ensure that the recommended decisions before being adopted comply with Florida law. Essentially, they need to have findings of fact, conclusions of law, and enough information that a regular person, a reasonable person, can understand what is being done and why. They're not supposed to include too much technical jargon, but to some degree that's unavoidable with how technical property appraisal can be. That really covers tab 7. Tab 8 covers the legislative and other legal updates over the past year. And I'll make this relatively brief because the memo that I prepared is fairly detailed, and I'm not going to cover everything in there, obviously. A lot of this really covers more of the development flowing from last year's new legislation. Since that was adopted, the Department of Revenue has proposed rules and held workshops and meetings and revised a number of rules related to that legislation. Just to summarize sort of the big points from it, one of the bigger ones was the evidence exchange procedure was changed. It used to require a request for evidence before the property appraiser had to produce anything. Now both sides have to produce their evidence, list summaries of evidence and witnesses 15 days before the hearing. So that simplified that in a lot of ways. Additionally, and this didn't change too much in most counties since most counties were doing it already, but the legislation made mandatory in most counties, including Lake County, remote hearing access. DOR encourages, I would say, audio and visual, but only audio is required. Telephonic is sufficient, and the way that the petitioner can, or well, either side can request that would be by submitting a request at least 10 days before the hearing. And we've been set up for that here for quite some time. I'd say the third significant change that's been developed over the last year and sort of I guess, fleshed out by the DOR would be the filing fee, or the maximum filing fee increase. It was $15 for about 40 years. The maximum was increased to $50, so from 15 to 50 per parcel, and that was effective last July. There are several significant exceptions to that. For late filed applications, including portability, agricultural classification, conservation easements, homestead exemptions being a big one, and disabled vet and surviving spouse carryover discounts, those have specific statutory caps, I believe of 15 on each of them, so those don't apply. The $50 increase would only apply to essentially everything else. I'm not going to cover the legislation that did not pass, though I thought it was pretty interesting to see all the bills that were submitted but were not enacted. But I did want to really briefly cover the 2026 special session constitutional amendment that's going to be on the ballot this year. It's known as Save Our Homes from Excessive Property Taxes. And the gist of that is that if passed by 60% of the vote, the homestead would be increased to the first $150,000 of assessed value going into effect January 1st, 2027, and it would increase to $250,000 the next year, January 1st, 2028. And that $250,000 would be adjusted annually for inflation beginning the following year, 2029. There's a bunch of other details, but that's really the big impact of that. I kind of go into potential consequences and where that might lead, but that's really the gist of it. Most of these amendments pass, and I expect it to, but we shall see. And there are still some court battles going on that could affect that. So that covers tab 8. I'm happy to try to answer any questions if there are any. But really, I go into a lot of detail in the memo on that, and a handful of cases that came out over the last year as well.
Aaron, on the Save Our Homes from Excessive Property, I know there's several lawsuits about the title.
Yeah.
And so the title might change.
The title could change. I doubt it will invalidate it, but the title could definitely change.
Okay.
Good question. Tab 9 is a request for approval and adoption of Resolution 2026-1, and this is the filing fee resolution. The board has discretion to charge up to $50 per petition, subject to the various exceptions that are listed in the resolution. They're not limited strictly to the ones I listed previously, but those are the most of them and the significant ones. I don't recall, did the board adopt the $50 last year? Okay, so it was $50 last year. I can say most of the VABs around the state are either at 50 or probably will be by this year. Almost all of them will probably be there by next year. Some of them are going kind of in a tiered manner, but they're all getting up there, and I'm sure eventually almost all of them, if not all of them, will be. So if the board wishes to again adopt the $50 maximum filing fee for those petitions that it applies to, as specified in the resolution, the appropriate motion would be to adopt said resolution.
Move to approve.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. Tab 10.
Tab 10 is approval and adoption of Resolution 2026-2. This is local admin procedures. I don't believe there's any significant changes, maybe no changes to this since last year. This really just kind of fills in some local practical gaps, and to some extent is informational, but this is a fairly routine ministerial resolution.
Move to approve.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Tab 11 is request for approval and adoption of Resolution 2026-3, establishing local guidelines for remote appearances. This is a mandatory resolution that the new legislation required. It basically puts into effect the the legislation requiring a written request to at least 10 days before the hearing for remote hearings. And it has some additional procedures.
I just have one question on this.
Yes, sir.
Are they automatically granted the remote hearing, or do we actually really have to vote on that?
We would be required to by law either way, so it's not, there's no discretion. If it's requested, it must be granted.
Understood. Move to approve.
Second.
All in discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same time. Motion carried. Okay, back to the clerk, tab 12.
All right, tab 12 in your agenda is just a tentative schedule for the VAB season, subject to change, of course, at any time based on like when the trim notice, if it goes out a different day than what the property appraiser is expecting. This Friday is the deadline for filing petitions for denial of classification and exemptions. We're holding our meeting today. And then next month, the trim notices will go out and we'll have that deadline, and then we'll start having hearings. We will have hearings for exemptions and classifications, mostly in October. And then November and December, we will go into the hearings for valuations. And then we will also have a meeting to approve or to vote on the approval of any of the recommendations based on the exemptions and classifications. We'd like to have that done in December so that they have maybe some ample time to get any changes made before the January cutoff for the property. And so, and then we'll just go from there with whatever other hearings we have to have, and then have our vital final meeting and get our tax roll certified up to the property appraiser so that they can go from there.
Perfect. Any questions about the dates? Okay, tab 13, back
and
to
tab
the clerk.
Tab 13 is the minutes from our final meeting that was held in May of this year. And a copy of it is in your agenda packet, and we just need a motion for approval.
Move to accept and approve the minutes.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. Now, at this time, tab 14, I request a motion for recess, unless somebody's got something for the good of the order.
Move to recess.
Second.
Okay. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Good job.
Congratulations, man. You're killing it.